朋友，欢迎到活在耶稣里网站来收听福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是于洪杰牧师，请你预备好圣经和受教的心，让神的话语祝福你的新生命。
弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
虽然两个礼拜不见，但是觉得好像好久不见了。
It's been 2 weeks and it feels so long that I haven't seen you.
上两个礼拜，第一个礼拜到南加州，第二个礼拜到北边的西雅图去。
First week I went to Southern California and last week I was at Seattle.
不管到哪里去，都碰到很多弟兄姊妹，他们很关心我们啊。
Wherever I went, there were so many brothers and sisters who care for us.
他们这个对我们教会熟悉的情形，我看恐怕比我们自己弟兄姊妹还要熟悉啊。
Seems that they are more familiar with our own situation than our own brothers and sisters.
所有外面寄来的见证，他们都看了，很多人都很感动的流眼泪。
They have read all the testimonies from outside and they were touched by the testimonies.
那还有一位70多岁的老姊妹，她长了癌症的。
There was an elderly sister, she's in her 70s and she has cancer.
她还问了很多关于我们那个新会所门口那棵大香柏木。
She even asked many questions about the cedar tree outside of our new building.
她都看过了，我说你怎么知道，她都已经上网络都看过了。
And she has seen it on the internet.
我心里面非常非常的感动。
And I was really touched.
我更感动的就是发现他们都在祷告中陪着我们经过。
What touches me even more is that they have gone through this with us in their prayers.
好像我们在这里所碰到的难阻和挑战，他们都一样跟我们经过。
As if they're going through the challenges and trials with us.
我们心里面很感谢主。
And I really praise the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们九月份说是我们的奉献月。
The month of September was our offering month.
千万不要误会，只有九月份才要奉献。
And don't misunderstand that we only offer in September.
因为我们是希望我们这个月，我们整个教会集中学一个属灵的功课。
We just wanted to concentrate on learning this lesson in this month.
我们学习献上自己，把自己一切所有的愿意放在祭坛上。
That we will learn to offer ourselves and offer all.On their altar.
不光光是钱财，我们的时间，我们的祷告，我们对神的心，我们都要放在祭坛上面。
Not just our money, but our prayers, our time, and our heart all be placed on the altar.
对于一个不肯奉献的个人或教会，神是不愿意使用他，神也没有办法来祝福他们。
God will never use a church or individual who does not want to offer.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们每一个人都要在主的面前，自个人要向神负这个责任。
Therefore, we ought to be responsible.We ought to be responsible for ourselves before God.
那这是一个蒙恩蒙福跟神同工的机会。
And this is a chance to be blessed and to be co-workers with God.
那我们进到十月份，我们希望我们操练一个功课叫做信心。
And entering the month of October, we want to learn this lesson, faith.
那不是说我们其他月不需要学信心。
It doesn't mean that other months we don't have to learn about faith.
那我们希望弟兄姊妹在这个月里面，我们特别的为着自己的信心在主面前祷告。
But hopefully this month, let's concentrate to pray for our faith.
那为着整个教会的信心来祷告。
And pray for the faith of our church.
也为着我们信心现在在面临买会所的这件事情面对的考验来祷告。
And pray that because our faith is being tested through the purchasing of this new building.
那我们希望十一月我们学习感恩。
And the month of November, we'll learn to give thanks.
学习怎样凡事谢恩，学习我们警醒感恩。
That we will give thanks in everything and be watchful to give thanks.
我们学习我们每一天的生活能够以感谢为祭。献给神。
We learn that in our everyday life, we'll give our thanksgiving as offering to God.
我上次说我们十月份学习信心和赞美，我现在把赞美移到十二月，我觉得我们一个月专心学一样都不得了了。
And then in the month of December, we'll learn praise. So we learn one thing in the month.
弟兄姊妹，不管十二月我们的事情解决了，我们理当赞美，对不对
？Whether the deal has been closed or not, we shall give praises to God.
如果十二月我们还在困难的里面，我们就凭信心来赞美。
If in the month of December we're still in difficulty, we will praise God anyway in faith.
弟兄姊妹，不管奉献也好，不管感恩也好，不管赞美也好。都建立在信心的根基上。
Whether we give offerings, or we give thanksgiving, or we praise, it's all based on faith.
如果我们不信有神 的话。
We don't believe there is a God.
我们为什么要奉献呢？
Then why do we offer?
那不是有钱没处花的人，对不对？
Not that we have no place to spend our money.
那弟兄姊妹，如果不是因为我们有信心的话，
If we don't have faith,
我们为什么要感谢呢？
Then why do we give thanks?
尤其是在很多的环境里面，我们并不顺利，为什么要感谢？
Especially when the situation is not pleasing and we don't like it, why do we give thanks?
我们为什么能够赞美？
And why do we give praises?
弟兄姊妹，都跟信心发生的关系。
It's all because of faith.
所以这一连串我们要交通一个题目，叫做美好的证据。
So we will have a series of messages as a good report.
那我的重点不是集中只是在信心的本身而已。
I'm not just focusing on the faith itself.
那这一系列我们特别要讲到一个信心的生活，信心的见证。
But a life full of faith and testimony.
就是我们今天的背诵经文，雅各书第二章第十四节。
The memory verse for today is James chapter 2 verse 14.
这里我们一起来读啊。我的弟兄们，若有人说自己有信心却没有行为，有什么益处呢？这信心能救他吗？弟兄姊妹，所以我们这一系列要讲的是重在我们不仅仅有信心，而且要有信心的行动。
So the series of this message will focus on not just we have faith, but we will have deeds.
那很多的时候我们说有信心，但是我们的行为，我们的生活却证明我们没有信心。
A lot of times we claim we have faith, but our testimony and our life shows that we don't have faith.
所以我们准备从圣经的几个角度里面来看一个真有信心的人，他怎么样子在他的生活里面能够证明出来。
So we will see from the Bible how a person who will have faith will have a testimony in his life.
那同样的，我们也应该来看看自己的生活，这个信心要怎么样子来影响我们各个层面的生活。
And we should also examine every aspect of life, how this faith can affect them.
弟兄姊妹，信心太重要了。
Faith is so important.
今天如果我们没有信心的话，
If we don't have faith today,
我们整个不要说我们在神的旨意上我们没有办法往前。
Not only that, we cannot move forward in God's will.
不要说我们在属灵的祝福里面我们不能够那样子的来承受。
Not only that, we cannot inherit God's spiritual blessing.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个的生活就是陷入一个大乱和恐惧的里面。
Our life will be chaotic and full of fear.
人为什么会忧愁会恐惧呢？
Why does man worry and fear?
因为没有信心。
Because of lack of faith.
人为什么只看重今生的，追求今生的呢？
Why does man only pursue the pleasures of life today?
因为没有信心。
Because without faith.
为什么我们会觉得有时候聚会里面不能够享受呢？
Why is that we cannot enjoy the meetings sometimes?
或是我们不喜欢祷告读经呢？
Or we don't like to pray or read the Bible.
弟兄姊妹，都是因为在信心的上面我们出了问题。
It's because of there's something wrong with our faith.
所以一个活泼的信心在我们的生活里面是一个很大不同的生活啊。
A life full of living faith would be very different.
弟兄姊妹，当我在这里为这一段信息祷告的时候，我自己就觉得自己真是一个没有信心的人。
As I was praying for this series of message, I really felt I have no faith.
我觉得真实的信心在我们里面不应该活的是这个样子的。
If I have real faith in us, our life would not be the same.
当我们在这里祷告，我们因着信心，我们进到神同在里面的时候，
As we pray by faith, entering into God's presence,
我们说两三个人奉主名的聚集，就有主在我们中间。
We say that as two or three people gather together, Jesus will be among us.
但是很多的时候我们坐在这里好像主不在，对不对？
But a lot of times when we sit here, as if the Lord is not here.
当我们在那里唱说我以祷告来到你面前，
As we sing that we enter into your presence with prayer.
那旁边弟兄姊妹一抬椅子，我们都在那里看哦，是谁进来了？
But then we are easily distracted by people moving chairs around us.
一个妈妈把一个哭的小孩拖出去，我们都跟着他看出去，嘴巴一面唱我以祷告来到你面前。
And then our attention will follow a crying child going out of the room while we're still singing, I enter into your presence with faith.
弟兄姊妹，其实很多在我们的生活里面都在这里证明一件事情，我们的信心不够，或是我们根本没有信心。
A lot of things in our life prove that our faith is not enough, or we don't even have faith.
所以这一连串的信息其实对我们每一个人，尤其我个人觉得对我都是非常的重要。
So I believe this series of messages is very important to every one of us, especially to myself.
所以希伯来书十一章那里讲到说，古人在这个信上，就是信心的事情上，他们得了美好的证据。
The book of Hebrews says the ancients, the elderly, obtained a good report in the matter of faith.
不光是 report, 有时候是讲 evidence, 或是 proof, 或是 testimony.
They have obtained a good proof, a testimony of their faith.
所以弟兄姊妹，在我们里面讲你有信心的时候，那个人说我有行为。
So when we say we have faith, others will say, I have deeds.
啊，你把你的信心给我看，我就借着我的行为把我的信心指给你看。
You can show me your faith, but I will show you my faith through my works, my deeds.
弟兄姊妹，一个真实的信心，他的生活里面一定是 match 的，是跟着的。
Because true faith will be matched by testimony of life.
所以很多的时候，我们有的时候被神突然带到一个环境里面去。
Sometimes God would all of a sudden lead us into certain circumstances.
那个环境是完全超过我们自己所能够 handle、所能够解决的。
And that circumstances is out of our control, beyond what we can manage.
可能是一个非常强烈的打击临到我们。
It could be some attack.
很痛苦的伤害临到我们。
Or some deep hurts.
或是一个很困难的局面是我们解决不了的。
A difficult situation we cannot handle.
或是一个疾病是一个非常严重的疾病。
A very serious disease.
哦，经济的危机也好。
Or maybe financial crisis.
甚至好像我们突然失败了，我们犯罪了，我们觉得被神丢弃了。
All of a sudden we fail, and we felt being abandoned, forsaken by God.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候，神好像突然把我们放到了一个环境里面。
It seems like sometimes God all of a sudden places us in a situation.
我们里面会觉得说，神，你为什么这么做
？And we ask God, why do you do this?
而且这个时候呢，仇敌最常在我们旁边攻击我们的一句话就是，你的神在哪里
？And at this moment, the enemy will often accuse us, where is your God?
你平常所信的神，那位爱你的神到底在哪里？
Where is God that you believe that you love, that he loves you?
如果他爱你，为什么让这件事情临到你呢？
If he loves you, why does he allow such thing happen to you?
如果他真像圣经所说的，你祷告了这么久，他为什么不听呢？
If he is exactly what the Bible claims, why is that God doesn't answer your prayer that you've been praying for so long?
你会说，如果这件事情是我地上的爸爸妈妈的话，他们不可能这样子待我的，神为什么能够狠下心呢？
Sometimes you will say, even my natural parents will not do something to me like this. And why is God so cruel to me?
因为什么？我们常常就会对神发出了很多的问题。
We often question God.
甚至像 Dr. James Dobson 说的，神无可理喻啊。
And just like James Dobson says, God is unreasonable.
就是神没有办法去跟他说理的了。
You cannot argue or reason with him.
God doesn't make sense.
God doesn't make sense.
那弟兄姊妹，我们里面会不会有这样子的感觉
？Do we feel this way？
或是我们觉得圣经上，或是传道人在那里讲的神亲近神，神就亲近我们，我们觉得为什么我经历不到
？And sometimes we feel okay. The minister, the preachers will say, if you draw near to God, God will be near to you. Why is that? I don't feel this way.
弟兄姊妹，当我们碰到这样子局面的时候。
If we face this situation,
我们常常就会有不同的反应
Then we will react differently.
而我们怎么反应，就说明就说出了到底我们的结局会是什么
And our reaction determines our end result.
我们如果因为这样子而我们就离开了，我们就灰心了，就放弃了
If we so become despaired and give up.
弟兄姊妹呢，这个环境对我们来说就没有产生它该产生的结果。
Then this situation will not yield the result.
神常常容许一些环境临到我们，是要叫我们真正的转向他。
God allows situations to happen to us so that we will turn to Him.
来认识我们里面真正的情形。
So that we will understand our real inner condition.
而让神的祝福、神的生命能够真正的临到我们，来改变我们。
So that God's blessing and His life will come upon us and transform us.
这个题目不是很好讲，但是我在主面前立了一个心愿，希望分八次来讲哈。
This is not an easy message.But I will try to deliver in 8 messages.
那我希望这八次完，大概我们把我们带过整个年底啊。
Hopefully, this series will lead us through the end of the year.
我只有一个祷告，我就希望我们的信心能够比从前更增长。
And I pray one thing that our faith will increase and more than before.
而且我们的生活能够真正被带进信心的生活里面去。
And that our life will be life of faith.
弟兄姊妹，当我们讲美好的证据，今天早晨我们讲第一个题目。
When we talk about good report, good testimony, and this is the first topic.
讲本于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
英文 from faith to faith, 本于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
那有一个翻译甚至讲到说 by faith, from first to last, 从头到尾都是靠信心啊。
NIV says by faith from first to last.
It's
by faith you go from the beginning to the end.
所以你可以知道在神的眼中一个基督徒他一生的故事是一个信心的故事。
So in God's sight, the story of a Christian's life is a story of faith.
他从信心入门。
Because he starts with faith.
他整个一生的果效都从信心里面来的。
And all the entire life results from his faith.
那没有信心就不可能在主的路上往前的。
Without faith, it's impossible to move forward in God's word, in God's path.
所以在圣经的里面一共四次提到义人必因信得生。
That's why four times the Bible says the righteous shall live by faith.
请大家注意翻译啊，英文叫做因信得生，叫做 live by faith。
It's to live by faith.
不是我们观念里面的因信称义。
It's not to be justified by faith.
所以如果我们纯粹只看中文的话，我们会认为这段话是在讲义人是因信而称义。
The Chinese context just says to live, to be justified by faith.
好像我因着信，所以我被称义，我得到了永生，因信得生。
As if I'm being justified by my faith, and because of faith, I gain eternal life.
但是不管是哈巴谷书或是新约这三次的引用，它都讲到义人是凭着信心而过生活。
But whether in the book of Habakkuk or three times in the New Testament, the meaning is,The righteous shall live a life by faith.
是本于信，以至于信。
It's from faith to faith.
所以弟兄姊妹在讲因信称义的这件事情，不是我这次八个系列的主题。
To be justified by faith is not a topic in this series.
但是不是因信称义不重要。
It's not that we're saying it's not important.
太重要了。
It's very important.
我们不管信心走到哪一个点，我们都要站在这个稳固的根基上面。
Wherever we are in this faith journey, we have to stand firm on this foundation.
所以我还是花几分钟简单讲一下。
So I explain to you it briefly.
我们都知道人得救没有一个人是因着义行我们自己的行为而被得救对不对
We all know that none of us will be saved by our works
大家都很清楚了这个点没有问题
I hope everyone is clear on this point
因为在神的眼中世人都犯了罪亏欠了神的荣耀
Because in God's eyes all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
圣经上说没有行义的连一个也没有
The Bible says there's no one righteous not even one
所以圣经上说没有行善的连一个也没有
The Bible says there's no one that does good not even one
甚至说得更清楚凡有血气的没有一个能够因为行律法被神称义
And the Bible even says even more clearly that there's no oneIn the flesh can be justified by their works.
所以自己觉得自己不错的人，要在这个点上要谦卑下来。
So any one of us feel we're pretty good, we ought to be humble ourselves.
如果任何人觉得自己过去的犯罪太多，自己太败坏的，在这个点上也要刚强起来。
If any of us feel that we have sinned too much, and then we ought to be strong on this point too.
弟兄姊妹，我们每一次唱到宝血的时候
，Every time we sing of the precious blood，
我们每一次唱到主耶稣在十字架上为我们所流血赎罪的时候
，Any time we sing of that Jesus died on the cross and shed His blood for us，
我们永远要从心里面来感谢他。
We always have to thank Him from the bottom of our heart。
基督磐石，我所稳踏。
That I'm standing on the rock, the solid rock of Jesus。
其他磐石都是流沙。
Everything else is but sinking sand.
我们不是靠着别人的夸奖，觉得我自己不错。
We don't live on people's praises.
我们不是靠着自己的肯定，觉得自己不错。
We don't feel we're okay because of self-assertiveness.
我们今天在神的面前被神称义，是因为神儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
Today we are justified by God is because of the redemption of God's Son.
所以罗马书三章二十二节讲得很好啊。
Romans chapter 3 verse 22 tells us
他说神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人并没有分别
That this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe
今天觉得自己是个义人的请举手
Please raise your hand if you feel you're a righteous person
不要客气勇敢的举好吧觉得自己是个义人的举手
Raise your hand if you feel if you think you're a righteous person
怎么都不举手
What's wrong?
你昨天一定吵架了。
Did you have a fight with someone yesterday?
早上撒谎了。
Or you made a lie this morning?
或者今天觉得比较软弱了。
Or you feel you're weaker today.
所以我们不敢觉得自己是个义人。
We don't dare to feel we're a righteous person.
好，那自己不觉得自己是个义人，那有时常常是因为我们自己的失败造成的。
Sometimes we do feel this way because of our failures.
觉得在神眼中你是个义人的情绪是。
Please raise your hand if you think you're a righteous person before God.
还有别人拉起来啊。那为什么在神面前觉得是义人比较敢举手呢？
Why that more people feel we're righteous before God?
弟兄姊妹，神是透过他儿子的血来看我。
Because God sees us through the blood of His Son.
如果我跟你讲说，今天我们这个，我随便指一个弟兄好了，这个 Anthony 啊，我说你真的是一个难得碰到的人啊，你是这个圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，你敢不敢接受
？If I say today to a brother Anthony that you're such a good person, holy, perfect, without blemish.
可能 Alan 就会先站起来说 ：“No， 你一定不是在讲 Anthony。”
Can you accept this? And probably his wife will stand up and say, "Oh no, I don't think you're saying the right things."
他们两个在教会是标准夫妻啊。
They're like a model couple.
一定是算最好最好的，像他们彼此那么相爱的。
They're like the best couple.
但是 Anthony 还没回答我，我刚刚讲的， Anthony, 我说你是个圣洁，没有瑕疵，
holy,
无可责备，你敢不敢接受
？Without blemish, without fault.Can you accept this? I think you're talking about another Anthony.
讲另外一个 Anthony, okay. 那刚才静瑜手举得很高。那静瑜，你相不相信你是圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备？
Okay, Brother James, do you think you are holy, perfect, without blemish?
点头。
Yes.
怎么看你脸有点红了啊？我们看一节圣经好不好
Okay, let's look at the scripture.
哥罗西书第一章二十一节到二十二节
Colossians chapter 1 Colossians chapter 1 verses 21 to 22
你们从前与神隔绝因着恶行心里与他为敌但如今借着耶稣基督肉身受死叫你们与自己和好都成了圣洁没有瑕疵无可责备把你们引到自己面前、啊、弟兄姊妹很多的时候我们会感谢主在十字架上流血洗净了我们所犯的罪
A lot of times we give thanks for the Lord dying on the cross to cleanse us from our sins
我们认罪悔改接受了救主
We confess, we repent and accepted the Savior
我们因信称义我们因信跨进了这个门
So we were justified by faith and by faith we enter into the gate
但是因进了这个门以后我们就好像那个信心是后面的事情了是过去的事情
But once we step into the gate as if the faith is something in the past
但是我们忽略了一件事情就是在神的眼中我们这一般被神因信称义的人
But we neglected one thing that those of us who have been justified by God
是圣洁没有瑕疵无可责备的
It's that we're holy, perfect, and without blemish
弟兄姊妹这个东西你说需不需要信心来接受
Do you think we have to accept this by faith?
因为看看我们自己我们觉得这个话跟我是完全没有关系是另外一个 Anthony
Because if you just look at ourselves we feel this is not about me it's some another Anthony
那弟兄姊妹这是我们里面很直接的感觉 It's not me 那绝对不是在讲我
This is our natural feeling It's definitely not about me
希伯来书第十章十四节讲说因着他一次献祭叫那些得以成圣的人永远完全
Hebrews chapter 10 verse 14 says Because by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever Those who are being made holy.
弟兄姊妹，我们没有一个人敢讲这句话。
None of us dare to proclaim this.
就连我信主了三十多年，看看自己，弟兄姊妹，这句话我们觉得不敢连在一起，没办法连的。
Being Christians for over 30 years, I still dare not to connect myself with this verse.
但是弟兄姊妹啊，神叫我们因信称义，不是根据我们的行为。
But God has justified us by our faith, not because of our actions.
根据他儿子所流的血。
But by the blood of His Son,
洗净了我们一切的罪。
His blood has cleansed us from all our sins.
过去的、现在的，甚至我们将来的。
The sins in the past, the sins present, or even in the future.
而更重要的事情是，他把他神儿子的生命赐给了我。
What's even more important is that He has given us the life of His God, is His Son.
当我们今天在信心的里面，在羔羊救赎的里面来亲近神的时候
，So when we come before God in the precious blood of the Lamb,
不管你是 Anthony 也好，不管你是文涛弟兄也好。
whether you're Anthony or your brother Andrew.
当我们每一次来到宝座前，
every time we come before the throne,
在神的眼中，如同他的爱子耶稣基督来亲近他。
In God's eyes, He sees us if His beloved Son comes to approach Him.
这并不是代表我们就可以任意犯罪。
But it doesn't mean that we can just do anything we want.
如果我们犯罪，我们不肯认自己的罪。
If we sin and we will not confess,
弟兄姊妹，这些罪将来在神的面前，我们都要被面临审判。
We will face judgment before God.
但是我们所有信的主，我们虽然还会不小心犯罪。
But all of us, even after we become believers, we will still accidentally sin.
但是我们要在主的面前那么谦卑的，那么认真的，严肃的去向神认罪。
We need to humbly and seriously confess before God.
因为我们得到了这么大的救恩，我们却忽略了这么大的救恩。
Because we have obtained such great salvation, and yet we neglected it.
我们跟世人不一样，我们已经得着了一个不会犯罪的生命，但是我们却犯罪了。
We are different from the rest of the world. We have a life that will not sin, but yet we still sin.
所以我们更要在神的面前觉得亏欠，觉得羞辱。
We ought to feel ashamed and fall short.
但是当我们来到主的面前，我们来认罪的时候，
But when we come before God and confess our sins,
神是信实的，是公义的。
God is faithful and righteous.
他要赦免我们一切的不义，洗净我们一切的罪。
He will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all our transgressions.
所以当我们信主以后还任意犯罪，
So if we still willfully sin after we become believers,
或是我们犯的罪没有真心的在主面前悔改的话，
Or we don't truly repent.
弟兄姊妹，这神是轻慢不得的神。
God is not to be mocked.
那这些的罪要跟着我们到宝座面前去。
These sins will follow us all the way to the throne.
但是亲爱的弟兄姊妹，主耶稣所完成的救恩是这么的完全。
But yet the salvation that Christ has accomplished is perfect and complete.
不仅仅在得救的事情上是这么完全。
Not only on the matter of salvation.
在我们这一生的路上，这个救恩都是这么完全。
But even on this path of our life,The salvation is complete.
所以当我们犯罪的时候，让我们立刻归回啊。
So whenever we sin, let's turn immediately.
然后凭信往前，凭在信心里面，我们继续往前去。
And then let's move forward in faith.
弟兄姊妹，这是本于信。
So this is from faith.
这是这个信心在我们里面必须要强到一个地步。
The faith has to be strong enough.
我们拒绝所有仇敌来的控告。
That we reject all accusations from the enemy.
我们拒绝我们自己失败所带给我们的那些困扰。
And we reject all the troubles that our failure brings us.
我们直接来到救主的面前。
We come right before our Savior.
我们仰望他，我们接受他的赦免。
We look upon him and receive his forgiveness.
我们在他的里面可以不断地往前去。
That we can keep moving forward in him.
弟兄姊妹，这是本于信。
And this is from faith.
我希望在我们中间所有的弟兄姊妹们，
I hope all brothers and sisters among us,
不管过去我们曾经犯过多少的罪，
No matter how many sins we have committed in the past,
或是在今天我们还有罪恶在我们身上捆绑着我们，
Or still today we're being bound by some sin,
我们要很认真地来到神的面前。
We need to come before God seriously.
我们清楚地向主认罪，求主赦免。
Clearly,We confess to the Lord and repent.
然后我们要在信心的里面，我们靠着主的恩典勇敢地往前去。
And then in faith, by God's grace, we boldly move forward.
我们拒绝仇敌所有给我们的控告。
And we will reject all accusations from the enemy.
我们在这里拒绝旧历史在这里给我们所有的黑影和残累。
And we reject all the shadows and all the bondage from the past sins.
我们在基督里面就成为新造的人。
In Christ, we have become a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都是新的。
All the past is gone, and all things have been renewed.
那我们在基督里面凭着信心往前去。
That we will move forward in faith.
但是我说过了，我这一连串的信息，我的重点不是在讲因信称义这件事。
But as I said, the focus of this series is not on justification by faith.
我特别要讲到过信心的生活。
But to live.By faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心像一把钥匙一样。
Faith is like a key.
他把神整个应许的宝库可以打开来。
It opens the treasure box of God's promises.
你没有信心，圣经上的应许对我们来说是白纸黑字。
Without faith, promises but only something written on the paper.
那么没有信心，圣经上的应许对我们来说没有产生直接的祝福。
Without faith,Promises cannot bring us blessings.
我不晓得你们有没有 被人家关在外面过那个忘了带钥匙或是不得其门而入的这种经历啊。
I don't know if you have the experience of being locked outside because you forgot your key.
啊，或是在一个，例如说tornado 来了，或者大暴风雨来了，结果你那个门都锁着，你进不去。
and then it's in the midst of a tornado or a big storm, and yet you cannot go in the house.
或是你们已经长途跋涉，饿得个要死，以为下一站那边知道有个麦当劳，就到那边去，发现他门关了。
Or after a long journey, you come to a McDonald's and just to find it is closed.
这是明明知道在这边可以得到解决问题。但是却进不去。
You knew you could get your resolution to your problems, but yet you cannot go in.
弟兄姊妹，在神的面前，神一切的祝福和应许是借着信心来开启的。
So all the promises are open to us by faith.
以利亚祷告的时候，他叫天不要下雨，他凭着信心把天关起来了。
And when Elijah prayed by faith, he closed the heavens and stopped raining.
他为了要叫以色列国悔改，叫君王在主的面前认罪。
In order for the nation Israelites to repent and the kings to confess.
当他祷告，雅各书说以利亚祷告的时候，天就不下雨。
So the book of James says when Elijah prayed.The heaven will not rain.
圣经上说他又祷告。
And then the Bible says, then he prayed again.
天就降下雨来。
And then the heaven sent down
rain. 弟兄姊妹，天的开关好像在这个人的手上。
As if the opening of heaven is the key is in his hand.
那个关键都在于信心。
And the key is the faith.
不是以赛亚天生长得有什么好。
It's not that Elijah is better naturally.
或是祷告比较大声。
Or that he prayed louder.
或是他性情里面比我们的性情好到哪里去。
Or in his nature, he was better.
圣经上特别讲到以利亚跟我们是有一样性情的人。
The Bible even emphasized that he has the same nature as we do.
但是这个人祷告却不一样。
But yet his prayers were different.
他带着信心。
Because he prayed with faith.
弟兄姊妹，信心是我们属灵征战的兵器。非常重要的兵器。
Faith is the weapon when we battle spiritual wars.
当我们真凭着信心捆绑魔鬼的时候
，when we pray in faith to bind the devil,
魔鬼就被捆绑。
And the devil is bound.
当我们真的凭信心在这里释放人、释放神儿女的时候
，and when we pray in faith to release,
弟兄姊妹，神就要照着他的应许，你们在地上所释放的，我在天上就释放。
And then God will release the person because of His promise that whatever you release on earth will be released in heaven.
弟兄姊妹，这都跟信心发生关系。
And all these has to do with faith.
所以圣经里面保罗告诉我们，凡是不出于信心的都是什么？软弱，不好。凡是不出于信心的都是什么？都是罪。弟兄姊妹，我那个空格特别空下来，要我们写下去，不出于信心的在神的眼中是罪。
That's why Apostle Paul says everything that does not come from faith is sin.
弟兄姊妹，你就晓得这个信心多重要了。
Now we see how important the faith is.
我不知道读过多少属灵的书，有多少属灵的前辈告诉我们，最得罪神的罪就是没有信心。
I don't know how many times I read from so many books that all these saints would tell us the biggest sin that offends God is our unbelief.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。